Okay, sir, would you state your full name, your ABC number for us for the record?
150772, Reggie Ray Dooley.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. And in the middle, you have our board chair, Dr. C.T. Wright. My name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your panel chair, sir, with us. And also with us is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole office, sir. Prior to your hearing today, you received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
No, I didn't. Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to obtain a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
No attorney, to represent my own.
Okay. Sir, your hearing today will be conducted. Actually, at this time, let me go ahead and swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth? I mean, Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Bill?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Grady?
I do.
Mr. Osborne?
Okay, sir, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And phase two, sir, will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked and reinstated. You have two allegations listed on those warrant, on the warrant. I'm going to read those allegations to you. I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. The first allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7 as demonstrated by your use of marijuana on or about January 11, 2018, per the task lab report dated January 19, 2018. The offender did not have a medical marijuana card. So is that true or false? Okay. So the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to report for a face-to-face contact visit on or about January 31st, 2018, as verbally directed on January 16, 2018, per your assigned parole officer. The offender was active, avoiding supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True, as I say.
Okay, sir. Based on the admission of Mr. Boone, I move to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or conduct.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether we revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two. We're getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Gray. But, sir, let me also inform you that you will be released on April 25th of this month, which is about 21 days from now. Sir, whether we violate you or reinstate you on your community supervision, you will probably be getting out on April 25th, regardless of the decision to make. But it is your decision, sir, if you want to go ahead and continue on with this hearing. However, you can make a decision to just kill your number, and you will be released on April 25th of 2018. So what would you like to do?
In this term of the truth, I would like to block and secure everything right now. You know, I find each and one of you guys friendly and about, and I'd like to appreciate your time. And I would go ahead and want to squash, go ahead and just do the DOC time rather than having you guys go about.
Okay, well, Mr. Boone, based on information contained in the warrant that we have in, and based on talking to you, Mr. Boone, listen, I am going to move to revoke your community supervision. Find that you were delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of your supervision, and had lapses of about to lapse for criminal ways of company, as he was subscribed for 35 days, and he had used, began to use marijuana.
Okay.
Shall we stay on the phone? So that would be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so, Mr. Boone, the board has actually revoked your community supervision. So you will be released on the 25th of this month, which is about 21 days from now, sir. Please, while you're there, sir, hopefully that when you get out, sir, you won't have any more negative contact with law enforcement, and you'll be able to be a productive citizen out there, sir. Mr. Boone, I want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Boone.
Thank you.